Whoever you are, and wherever you find yourself on your journey of faith, know that you are most welcome here to receive God's goodness, mercy, and love. When Mr. Rogers was a boy and would see scary things on the news, his mother would say to him, "Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. Who is it that works to keep you safe?" In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the gate for the sheep." I was sharing the gospel text with Scott, and as we talked about it, he was looking up images of what ancient sheepfolds would look like. It was interesting to see the images. The sheepfold is a walled-in area, usually made of stone with thorny branches on top of the walls, not only to keep out intruders, but also to keep the sheep safely in the enclosure. The sheep would spend each night safely sheltered in this sheepfold. The shepherd stood or slept at the opening. Sometimes they didn't even have a proper door or gate, with only a staff or a stick to deter intruders. The sheep knew the shepherd's voice. In the morning, the shepherd would stand up and call the sheep and lead them to the pasture. In Psalm 23, the psalmist describes a green pasture and still waters. I can imagine the subtle sound of the water gently running over rocks. I can see the green grasses of the pasture gently moving in the breeze. It's a beautiful and calming vision. But the psalmist doesn't end there. We hear about walking through the darkest valley, the difficult times in our lives, the challenges we will surely face. We also hear that the Lord is with us and comforts us. Jesus is not only present with us, he knows us by name. When I was discerning my call to ministry the second time, I struggled with whether I could really go back to school. I argued with myself and God. I felt lost at times in trying to figure out each step. I was in and out of the darkest valleys. For me, that was the valley of doubt. My soul would often cry out, "Jesus, do you really think I can do this?" Then one day, I felt like Jesus had enough of me trying to escape. I felt like Jesus called my name saying, "Katrina, enough is enough. Give me your doubts and fears." So I laid my doubts and fears at Jesus' feet. I felt as if in this moment, Jesus called my name and reminded me he is leading me in the right paths. Jesus didn't promise there would not be challenging times. And believe me, there have been challenging times. But I know that Jesus has been with me every step of the way and will continue to walk with me. Jesus is the gate and the good shepherd, the one who came so we may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus calls us to something deeper, a holy life of wonder and joy and true abundance. Jesus knows us and offers a holy connection, a depth of care and compassion, a meaningful life with him, with others, and with the world. Jan Esther Boyd says, "As our door into the dominion of God, Jesus is our shepherd. Through Christ, we find our way home to God. Christ is the guardian of the threshold of God's mercy for us. Heed the voice and be shepherded through. And when we feel we are in the darkest valley, I encourage us to call out in prayer to Jesus, simply saying, "Jesus, guide me by your voice." Amen.